Good morning. Welcome to our Savior Lutheran Church on this beautiful, frigid January the 15th, 2023 morning. We broadcast every day on Sundays at 11 a.m. on WPHM 1380 a.m. We are here in-person service at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Our broadcast service recordings are also available on our podcast at WPHM.net, podcast Our Savior. Today's broadcast is sponsored by our longtime anonymous donor, and we thank you for that. With us this morning, we have Pastor Charlie Martin, and Jeremy Brown is the sound tech helping us out, and I am Judy Quater, and I will be assisting with the readings. In the waters of the Jordan, Jesus is revealed as the beloved Son of God. Through this great epiphany, Jesus fulfills all righteousness and becomes the servant of God who will bring forth justice and be a light to the nations. In the waters of baptism, we too are washed by the Word, anointed by the Spirit, and named God's beloved children. Our baptismal mission is to proclaim good news to all who are oppressed or in need of God's healing. Today's gathering hymn, "The Church is One Foundation."
Rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the Word made flesh, our life and our salvation.
Amen.
Trusting the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior, let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Holy One, source of our renewal, we confess that we are wrapped up in sin and cannot free ourselves. We have not practiced your righteousness. Our hearts have turned away from you. For the sake of the world you so love, forgive us that we may be reconciled to one another for the glory of your holy name. Thus says our God, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. God's mercy makes us new. We are forgiven in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Our first reading today comes from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1 through 9. God's servant is endowed with God's Spirit in order to bring justice to the nations. The servant will not exercise authority boisterously or with violence, nor will weariness ever prevent the fulfilling of the servant's task. God's old promises have been fulfilled. The servant's new assignment is to bring light to the nations. Our reading begins. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says the Lord. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. This is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord. Today's psalm is Psalm 40. The antiphon is, I love to do your will, O my God. I wait patiently up on the Lord, who stooped to me and heard my cry. The Lord put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and stand in awe and put their trust in the Lord. I love to do your will, O my God. Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord my God. In your plans for us, none can be compared with you. Oh, that I could make them known and tell them, but they are more than I can count. To do your will, oh my God. And so I said, here I am, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I proclaimed righteousness in the great assembly. I have not restrained my lips, O Lord, you know. You are the Lord. Do not withhold your compassion from me. May your steadfast love and your truth continually keep me safe. I love to do your will, O my God. Second reading today is from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Peter crosses the sharp religious boundaries separating Jews from Gentiles and proclaims the good news of God's forgiveness in Jesus' name to Cornelius, a Roman centurion. As a result of Peter's preaching, Cornelius and his family become the first Gentiles to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter began to speak, "I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all." That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
As you are able. Join with me in the gospel acclamation. A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Alleluia." Our first gospel reading for today is from Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Our second gospel reading for today is from John, the first chapter. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, what are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. So Jesus grew up rather quickly now, didn't he? Seemed like just last Sunday, he was still a little child with the wise men that came to him and offered him gifts. And then soon after, his family had to escape to Egypt. They didn't exactly come back to Bethlehem or Jerusalem, which is nearby. They decided instead to go up towards the Galilee and reside in Nazareth. Besides being safer for them, maybe this would be a really good place for Joseph to work. Can we imagine Joseph as Jesus was growing up? When Jesus tells him, I'm not going to go into the building business with you and follow you and take over the family business. I'm going to be an itinerant preacher. Not much money in that, might have been the comment back from Joseph, as is the case in our day when a child decides that maybe they might want to be a pastor or artist or musician. Tough ways to make a living, at least for most of their lives, unless they become a recognized artist and everyone wants their work. Jesus doesn't go off to seminary either or head to the temple asking for entrance to classes to become a rabbi or perhaps a priest. Where does Jesus head? He goes off to meet with his cousin John, who has riled up all the religious authorities against him and is baptizing people out of their sinfulness in the River Jordan. We read that Jesus baptized Jesus, which we might not understand all so well. Why, in fact, would Jesus do this? Why were we baptized when we were very little? We were not aware of any sin that we might have, and our parents would have argued that we hadn't advanced in life enough to have in fact learned how to sin. We probably couldn't even talk yet. We are born into sinful natures, so our need is to have the Holy Spirit start watching over us right away. we are not cured from ever sinning again, but that we have been reborn into the constant forgiveness that we need, and we live into the salvation given to us by Jesus. This we renew every time we take communion or dab some baptismal font water on our foreheads to remind ourselves of that baptism happening in our lives so long ago. That is something I invite for you to do this morning as you come forward for communion. The bowl from the font has been placed here so that it's easier for all of you to reach as you come forward. Think about the scene of Jesus then coming up out of the water in the Jordan, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and God proclaiming to all that were there, witnessing this event, that Jesus is God's beloved Son with whom God is pleased. This particular event is one of a very few times that we have all three persons of God in the same place at the same time. Also, just a hint for us, Jesus hasn't done anything yet. Jesus hasn't healed anyone, preached or taught, or fed any multitudes. God is just pleased with Jesus just as he is. Sorry. Let us imagine God's voice, however we might hear it, saying those same words over us as we were baptized, or even when we do this reminder of baptism. God really does love us that much. We may not achieve the purity level that Jesus does in his life, but God really wants to help us to try to get as close to that as we can. We accept that we are sinful, and so we needed to be baptized to take care of that. But why does Jesus need to be baptized? John asked the very same question, and we hear just a bit of that discussion, that it is to fulfill all righteousness, which we can understand Jesus to mean that he did this to demonstrate his humility, that he is not vaulting himself above any humans, any of us, and that he is in solidarity with all of us who are trapped into lives of sin. This is what John was doing for people at the river, a really difficult baptismal event for most. In this baptism of repentance, John was calling for those participating to publicly confess their sins and then repent of them, focusing then their hearts on God and being purified so they can go to the temple then and ask God for forgiveness. This might be a really tough social place for them to go to. What if we went around the room and asked for each person to very loudly confess their sins in the front of everyone else? We actually sort of do that, just not so specifically, each Sunday at the start of our worship, and we ask for God's forgiveness. Jesus is who we get the redemption of our sins from. Jesus was without sin, something that John readily understood. John immediately knew who Jesus was, but was even more in awe of him with all that took place at Jesus' baptism. We get the story of the next day through that second gospel passage where John shouts out who Jesus really is. Please close your eyes for just a moment and picture yourself as a person within this crowd, seeing all the details of this gathering. I'm sort of trying to figure out the crowd's reaction to this proclamation. If someone shouted out on the street that Taylor Swift was spotted right there downtown in Port Huron, can we imagine the crowds would immediately swoop forward and surround her? I'm not sure I'm hearing that same reaction to John proclaiming about Jesus. What is up with these people? Have they listened to what the religious authorities have possibly said and are already ignoring who Jesus is? What if someone made this proclamation in the middle of the mall on a busy Saturday? Would everyone respond, or would they just keep going, doing whatever it is that they were up to? Would they judge the person yelling this as certifiably crazy and shake their heads and go the other way? Only some of the people in this passage seem to listen. How is that working now when we have the complete story for everyone to hear? We hear that a couple of John's disciples heard what he said and then properly shifted from following him to following Jesus. Some of their actions with Jesus we certainly get to hear in the text of our Gospels, particularly those of Peter. Jesus' invitation to them is rather unique in this passage. He doesn't say, "Follow me." He first asks them, "What are you looking for?" They obviously want to hear what Jesus might have to teach them. So then Jesus tells them simply, "Come and see." What would we do with such a comment to us? Would we scoff? Would we say, "Oh, I'll catch up to you later after we first go home and let our dog out"? They immediately decide to follow Jesus. And Andrew becomes the second person after John to declare Jesus the Messiah, the anointed Son of God. Jesus has been revealed to them. The focus that we have for this season of the year as we revisit how Jesus became to be known in the world, we take that into our hearts and find our own ways of revealing Jesus to others. The message that we bring with ourselves is simple, that Jesus came to us and gave up his human life as a sacrifice for us, providing us with salvation. This is real hope. This is what many people need in their lives that we can proclaim to them. We don't need to grab people on the street and yell this at them. We don't have to roll the windows down in our car and shout this out as we drive along. We have this as what lifts us up and brightens each day for us, and others will then want what we have. Jesus revealed to us that he loves us. When we show that love to others through our behavior with them, we spread love to all the others we meet. If they ask how they can also have the hope and love that we have, we can simply use the words of Jesus, "Come and see." Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
Calling God, you speak with power to your church. Open your hearts and minds. Open our hearts and minds to the new things you are declaring. Strengthen bishops, pastors, deacons, lay leaders, and teachers of the faith. Equip the baptized for your reconciling and redeeming work. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Renewing God, you provide the waters of the earth, and in Jesus' baptism, you reveal the waters of life. Cleanse and protect oceans, rivers, and watersheds. Bring relief to parched lands and to communities without safe water. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Righteous God, you never weary of establishing justice. Increase cooperation and constructive dialogue between nations. Guide local, national, and international authorities to govern with equity, vision, and integrity. We pray for those in military service, for peacemakers, and for our enemies. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Abiding God, your mercy is steadfast. Give sanctuary to people who flee from oppression, war, poverty, and famine. Sustain health care workers, caregivers, first responders, counselors, and all who help and heal. Comfort those who are grieving or experiencing crisis or are in need of your compassionate healing and care. Today we pray for Donna Barnish, Deb Cook, Jim Davidson, Pastor Don Dorsbacher, Sarah Mayer Flatt, Jerry Masser, Sherry Mojerak, Beverly and Ed O'Connor, Carl Rich, Douglas Weaver, David and Karen Hooven, Kirk Langoff, Pastors Joyce and Ken Stabe with their son Mason, the family and friends of Don Chittister, Patty Dunn, Joseph Codette, Shirley McLean, Bob Porter, Herman Bratfish, and Enoch Carlton with their recent passing. And Lord, we also pray for those serving to protect our nation, both at home and overseas, that they may return safely. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Blessing God, in Christ you gather the beloved community. Kindle the gifts of your Spirit in your people. Accompany the newly baptized, those recently ordained, and any beginning a new ministry. Inspire synodical leaders and congressional councils to serve with imagination and wisdom. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Promising God, your faithfulness endures throughout all generations. We give thanks for those who have died in Christ, trusting that we will be united with them and all the saints in Christ's resurrection life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. We bring to you our needs and hopes, O God, trusting in your wisdom and power revealed in Christ crucified. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated for the offering.
Thank you for your continued support of the Christian ministry of Our Savior Lutheran. We just have a couple announcements today. Next Sunday will be coffee hour, fellowship coffee hour. And this Sunday we will be doing communion shortly here. So gather your juice or your crackers and wine or whatever you have. our offering hymn, Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's a-gonna trouble the water.
See that band all dressed in white.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
The leader looks like the Israelite.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Ooh,
wade in the water.
Oh,
wade in the water, children. God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Oh, see that band all dressed in red.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Ooh, it looks like the band that Moses led.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Oh, whoa, whoa,
God's a gonna trouble the water.
There's healing in the water.
God's a gonna trouble the water.
Deliverance in the water.
God's a gonna trouble the water.
My God is gonna trouble.
God's a gonna trouble the water.
Wow, were we feeling that song or what? And now we are on Facebook, so all my peeps can see me. Oh, let me find my spot here. Liberating God, you break the bonds of injustice and let the oppressed go free. Receive these offerings in thanksgiving for all your works of merciful power, and shape us as people of your justice and freedom. You may magnify and adore through Jesus our Savior.
Amen. Please rise as you are able. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes. Hosanna in the highest. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. If you need the words, they're a page further. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated until we call you forward. We will commune this, I would say the left side first, but it's your right side. Thank you. Please rise as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep us in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Holy One, we thank you for the healing that springs forth abundantly from this table. Renew our strength to do justice, love kindness, and journey humbly with you. Amen. Now may the God who faithfully brings forth justice and breaks the oppressor's rod bless, strengthen, and uphold you today and always. Amen. You may be seated for the sending hymn.
Go in peace, follow the way of Jesus.
Be to God.